You're listening to Warn Radio, Into the Night, with the Watchman, Dana Smith. Let the Watchman declare what he sees, Isaiah 21:6. This is Warn Radio, prophecy, news, segments, interviews, declaring warnings and repentance to the church, to America, and to the world. For the Lord Jesus Christ is coming, Messiah Yeshua, Son of God, Lord of Lords, and King of Kings. Watchmen, what of the night? 21:11, Isaiah. John 9:4, the night cometh when no man can work. Romans 13:12, the night is far spent. 1 Thessalonians 5:2, the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. 1 Thessalonians 5:5, we are not of the night nor of the darkness. Welcome to Warn Radio.
Greetings and welcome to today's show. You're listening to Warn Radio. This is Watchman Prophecy Radio. And today's segment, Hot Prophecy News. And we did have our guest online here a little while ago. And she's going to call back. And we are in the process of looking at quite a few other things. If you have not begun to download any of our past programs, I urge you to do so. If you haven't been over to warn-usa.com, we urge you to do that as well. Hang on. Hello.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes.
Dr. Pat?
This is Dr. Pat.
Glad to have you on. Right now, just getting started here, and this is going to be a two-hour segment. We're going to talk about a lot of things today, and let me introduce you. I'm talking today with Dr. Pat, or Patricia Holliday, and she was called into the ministry in 1975, and she has ministered worldwide. She received her Ph.D. at Southeastern Theology Seminary. In 1993, she's president of Miracle Outreach Ministry, and she appears on many international television and radio shows, and her ministry is an international ministry. She does go overseas, and along with that, she has miracles, signs, wonders, healings, and deliverances. She has many, many, many books, a lot of things, and I might add, there's a lot of things that she may talk about that are for those that are in the standardized, cauterized, unbelieving church, it's going to be hard for them to swallow. But nonetheless, those of us who know the delivering power of Jesus Christ, he doesn't stop at anything, and we believe that that is who we serve today. And I want to welcome you, Pat, to the show.
Thank you, Brother Dana. It's so good to be with you today.
I'm checking right now on my volume level. Okay. Give me, now you go quite a ways back, and I've heard you on some of the other broadcasts, the thing of it is, you know, it's really funny, though, when, you know, the Lord touches someone's heart, and then they try to get into the mainline church or try to go there, and they bring all this stuff up that, you know, God's done this and, you know, all this, and all of a sudden you find out that the church has rejected you. Have you ever experienced anything like that?
From the very beginning, I came out of politics. I ran for the state legislature in Florida in 1972.
Don't tell me God so saves politicians.
I was a fortunate one. But when I came out, you learn things when you work in civic affairs and politics. You learn how to get up and speak in front of people, and you're not like the average Christian woman. So I came into the church, and of course I was immediately rejected by the pastors in the church and a lot of the women, because of course they get a little bit jealous that I just wasn't like them, so to speak. And so I didn't know what it was. I really did not understand that it was demons, because when I was in politics, I had gone to inaugurations in the White House and over at the State House, and politicians would come to my house and ask me to help them in campaigns, and I would give dinners at my house and invite 300 or 400 people at a time, roast pigs, put apples in their mouths, and have a party. And so when I became a Christian, it was a very, very supernatural thing that happened to me. I got very depressed when I lost the State House with about 150 votes, and I just stopped doing everything. And what happened was I went into a deep depression, and I said, I'm not going to mess with politics anymore. I said, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to read, because I used to read a book a day. And so I would go up to the supermarket or the drugstore, and Gene Dixon was popular, and just a few occult books were appearing at that time in public. And I would read those books, and then I would do what they did, and I got into something called automatic handwriting. And this thing is, of course, demonology. And I thought I was talking to my subconscious mind or something. I didn't even believe in God at the time. And when that happened, I was writing one night, and this entity gave me the message that they were going to possess me, and just absolute fear came all over me, and I began to cry out to God, the unknown God, and ask him to protect me, because those devils had put my children to sleep at the foot of the bed, and they told me they were going to possess me whether I wanted them to or not after I went to sleep.
Now, did you know of the gospel or had been told of the gospel?
I was raised in the Catholic Church, and as a child, and never really practiced the religion as an adult. What happened to that? Jesus came in and my room. I knew that he was in my room, or God or something was in my room, because peace came in. And Lord began to tell me to go to this prayer meeting where I had spoken about politics. And so I went over there, and long story short, I got saved and started going to that particular prayer meeting. But I was raised a Catholic, and I never could understand what all that meant. When I grew up, I just didn't go back, because it just really didn't mean anything to me, Dana.
Now,
I just,
couldn't
understand it.
You know, there's so much we need to talk about, Dr. Pat. I mean, so much. I came out many years ago, back in, when was it, 73, when I finally totally gave my heart to the Lord. But when I was a young man, the Lord gave me a series of visions. These were open visions where I was physically in these things. It happened over a course of several nights, you know, time and time again. And it showed me a lot of the end times things that's happened, you know, and some of the things haven't happened yet, the invasion of America. I mean, there's a lot of things that he showed me. And so when I first met my wife in 73, I told her about all these things, and just scared her to death. And then over the course of time, you know, I was raised a Methodist, and then the Lord really touched our hearts, and we got in there. And you know, when you go through a lot of that, now I was able to get into the church for a while, became a pastor, youth pastor, then a pastor. But the problem of it is that when you get excited, when you get on fire for God, like I was and my wife was, we were literally thrown out of the church. I had deacons stop me right on the stairway, you know, and just looked at me and point blank said, "We don't want you here. You know, we don't want your kind here. We don't have, you know," made no qualms about it. So shortly after that, I was voted out, and it was right around Christmas. And so I've been so to speak out of the mainline part of it. I still have a lot of pastor friends. I have people that I graduated with out of Bible school and stuff. But, you know, as we think about all this, I've got a lot of questions, a lot of things we want to cover. But the thing that I always like to do, Dr. Pat, I want people to get to know who you are. I want them to know, you know, where you came from and what God's done in your life. Because, you know, a testimony isn't anything unless the people really know who you are. And, you know what I mean?
And yes, I do. Well, you know, I have a Paul type of a conversion, like perhaps you did too. And I was immediately rejected by the church and in the local Christian bookstores. The message was put out, "Have nothing to do with her because she's a witch." And my testimony and my experience with the Lord was very supernatural, and I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jesus was God and he was real because he was living inside of my heart. However, when I came into the church, I had delved into those occult dark things, and I was loaded with devils, and there was no one around to deliver me. Absolutely, nobody knew anything about me, but I knew that I was saved, even though I was tormented by these demons. And there was one pastor up on the beach that seemed to understand that something had happened to me, Pastor Parson. And he gave me a book called Deliver Us from Evil, Don Basham. And when I read that book, I just suddenly understood that what was wrong with me was that I had demons. And I went into my bathroom and I began to pray and intercede and ask Jesus to help me. And you know, Brother Dana, he delivered me. But at that time, when he delivered me, there were only about 3 known ministers in the country that were doing deliverance, and people just didn't understand it. And but I knew that I was delivered. I got peace in my mind. I knew that Jesus was real, and then I knew that the devil was real. But then Jesus let me go to Israel. And when I was in Israel, Catherine Kuhlman was appearing over there. And I gave up my seat because they said, if you'd ever seen her, give your seat up because a Jew requires a sign. So I gave up my seat, and I was standing out in the lobby, and 2 men that I never knew came in, and they said, "We have a seat for you." And they took me right up to the front, and there was a seat. And it was there that the Spirit of the Lord just came upon me. And he wiped his hands over my eyes, and it sort of put me in a light trance. And he said to me, "Pat, I've healed your body. I'm calling you into the ministry. I will save and heal your husband. Do my work." And then it felt like a bucket of oil was poured over me. And from that moment on, I moved in the supernatural power of God. And in Israel, by the way, Brother Dana, he led 25 Jews into the baptism of the Holy Spirit with me speaking in their language. And I didn't know that anything really was unusual about it. I thought this is the way Christianity is. And it wasn't till later on that I figured out that most Christians are not supernatural Christians. They're historical Christians, and they don't understand people that are supernatural. And they do reject us because they think that we are wizards or witches. And so, but anyway, they can find that story up on my website, www.patholiday.com, and it's in a book called Holiday for the King. And so from that day to this day, I've had a supernatural life with Jesus, but as you described with your own testimony, it was a lonely life in terms of people, because people rejected me, and particularly in my hometown. And God was doing miracles. I mean, I've seen 5 people raised from the dead in my ministry. When he trained me enough so that I could go out of Jacksonville and minister, I've seen whole entire churches healed when I've gone to speak and pray for the sick. Amazing things. But then go into a church, see every single person in the church healed, and then leave the church, and the pastor get up and say, "We're never having her back because we think she's a witch." This was back in the 80s and 70s. I was just astounded. But that was my testimony. And until I started going into foreign countries, mostly third world countries, and they were so hungry for Jesus. They were so hungry to be healed and delivered. I understood the differences between those churches and the church in America. And the churches over there, they understand that the devil's real because they've lived with him all of their life. And, you know, when they grow up, they see the demons, they see them, they experience them, they know them. And then when they get saved, it's like they come out of the darkest room into the brightest room, and they know Jesus, and they have to totally depend on him for everything. So it's nothing unusual to go into a meeting in Africa or one of those foreign countries and see the most ungodly looking illnesses and diseases totally transformed in front of your face. It's a wonderful, wonderful life to know Jesus. However, our churches in our country are suffering, Brother Dana, because of a spiritual darkness, and because the pastors refuse to just totally come wholly in. And now in this day and time, they're being controlled by mind control and false doctrines and mind handlers and hypnosis and bewitching spirits. And the object is to get all the money you can and have the biggest church in town. There's a church in my town, as I speak to you, that I just discovered last week that charges $300 for people to come in and be a member of that church. And then once they join the church, then the pastor makes them go to a hotel, separates the husbands and the wives into separate rooms, and that's where they do their mind-controlling, bewitching, mind-control stuff over them. And it's just amazing what you see if you're supernatural. But if you're not supernatural, you don't understand that, and you don't see that. But I'm telling you that we are right now in the great falling away that is spoken of in the book of Revelation, Dana. I know you understand what I'm talking about.
Well, I do.
The church in America is in dire trouble because it refuses to serve the living Christ.
Let's do this one short little thing, and we'll be right back.
Welcome. We want to thank you for listening. You know, here at the WIBR and Warren Radio news sites, we feature hot prophecy news, articles, offers, and more. And every Sunday we send out
emails. Now, these emails are very particular because within these you can get a lot of resources. Now, it contains hot prophecy news. We also include headlines, headlines from our WIBR Warren Radio, and we also feature certain articles and commentaries, some by us, some by others. We also have special offers from our sponsors, information on the orphans and pastors in India. We also send out press releases, information on events, and other announcements not currently covered. For the most part, we send out a couple of emails a week, plus we send out holiday greetings as well. You know, here, we try to do a little bit more to help others and to warn. So I encourage you today, get in on the free hot prophecy updates that we offer. Just go to wingswatchman.org or ddayforamerica.com or warren-usa.com and find the Get Free Hot Prophecy Updates ad and click on it. Go to this. This is Save Subscribe. That means we don't give it out, your name or information, to anybody, and you can unsubscribe at any time. So get your free Hot Prophecy Updates today.
Okay. You are listening to Warren Radio, and we are. This is our special segment on our Hot Prophecy News. I'm talking with Dr. Patricia Holliday, and we've been talking about her testimony. And of course, when all this is done, we are also going to broadcast this over our Warren Radio Into the Night on Friday nights, 9 p.m., and that is broadcast again on Thursdays at 3 p.m. as well. And we will do a rebroadcast. Actually, for them, it'll be the first time, and it'll be over American Voice Radio Network, which broadcasts into all of North America, and there's a lot of outlying areas as well. So as we're talking about this, Dr. Pat, let me ask you, you know, the Catholics have so many idols and different things hanging around. Do you think, or do you believe, or has it been your experience that they are more susceptible to the demonic entities than maybe, say, a standard Christian? Because they may, you know, in some of our churches, some of the other churches, they're not my churches, I never get into them, but but you know what I mean? The early church wouldn't have any kind of amulets or idols or nothing. The Catholic Church does, and then you get into the Christian church, so-called in America. What's been your experience in that?
Well, idolatry is a very, very powerful spirit. And in the Bible, the fights that go on in the Old Testament, all the warfare concerned idolatry. And it's a very, very powerful thing. And I believe that they are susceptible to demonology. And I know in our deliverance ministry, when Catholics come through, we spend a lot of time setting them free from idolatry. You know, in Africa, I wrote a book called Witch Doctor and the Man, and it concerns a fourth generational witch doctor. And when I go over to Africa and somebody comes in and they're coming out of witchcraft and idolatry, the ministers immediately take them to their house, and they go in the house and they clean that house out immediately. And the reason why they do that is they tell me that if they don't clean the house out of the idolatry objects, the demons will kill the person when they come home. Idolatry is one of the most powerful, powerful devils. And Americans, they look at idolatry like it's decorations around their house. When I was in Israel, I was just absolutely appalled to see the Christians buying all of these objects and to bring home and decorate their house with. And I would try to tell them, don't do that, it's dangerous. They said, oh, no, I don't worship these things, it's just for fun. They do the same thing when it comes to astrology. Oh, I don't worship the stars. It's just for fun. And so Americans think that supernaturalism is just for fun. And when they open themselves up to it, what will happen to them? A devil will walk right in. And in order to have a freedom, they must go and get deliverance. Unfortunately, Brother Dana, there's very few people that have even an understanding of the deliverance ministry.
Well, you know, and I want you to pray with me specifically today. My son-in-law, okay, and when we get off, I want to talk to you, and I need you to pray with me, a number of people, on deliverance. But we also want to do prayers here today. So these broadcasts, Pat, these broadcasts, we have people by the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds that have been downloading these. So we want to pray that when they hear it, that there will be the power of God present to deliver them. Because today, you know, today, people have no clue. And I'm always telling people to watch out what they have in their house. You know, you need to get it out of there, get it out of your houses. And, you know, as we look at this, you know, one of the biggest things that was... that I did not know really how to deal. I had someone who I love very much who back in the 50s was manic depressant and diagnosed bipolar. And they had been, over the course, they'd been given shock treatments, this person, my wife and I would go see this person, and on one occasion she was going to die. So my wife and I fasted and prayed, and she was suddenly, you know, the next day she was fine. They released her and went home, and I went back to the house, to where she was. And I said, now listen, now you guys need to get into the church. You need to pray. You need to seek the Lord as never before because God's healed you. I said, because if you don't, it's going to be worse. Well, of course, they didn't get back in, and she wound up back in there, and eventually she became a ward of the state. And this spirit... Okay, we see it more and more in youth today. They're diagnosing youth with bipolar and manic depression. Now, this is a demonic entity, is it not?
Well, you know, one of the biggest problems in our nation is that our pastors are not protecting the sheep. And it is becoming a great power over Christian families because pastors... for instance, when The Chronicles of Narnia came out, they promoted that movie. They promoted it in all of the major television shows, Christian television shows. They promoted it in these big mega churches. Rick Warren hired buses all over the country to get the kids over to see Narnia. One pastor here in Jacksonville bought 2,700 tickets, hired a theater for his kids to go see Narnia. And so I got so concerned that I wrote probably about 14 newsletters just concerning that particular movie. And they can find those newsletters up on my webpage, patholiday.com. But all it is witchcraft. And there's no difference in Narnia and Harry Potter. And I pointed out, for instance, that in Harry Potter movies, the way Harry Potter came into the supernatural witchcraft realms and fantasy realms is he walked through a portal, and a portal is a supernatural door. Now, Harry Potter went to the train station, and all of a sudden he just turned and started running toward the wall, and the wall opened, and then he went on the other side into the other realm. They've had to rope the that part of the train station off today because kids from all over the world are going to the train station and trying to run through that portal. And so anybody that tells you that movies and computer games and fantasy movies and sci-fi flicks are not going to have an effect on people's minds, they're crazy. That's number one. Number two, it will definitely open them up for demonic powers to come in. So the kids are getting demon-possessed in the churches as well as the kids in the world. Now, we had a young child come in our ministry right after Chronicles was released. And when she came in, the Lord changed my subject that day, and I spoke about Chronicles of Narnia. And so that kid told her aunt, she says, Auntie, I've got to go home and get rid of my dragons, she said, because I've got a demon. And when I came off the platform, she told me that. And when I touched her head, her little eyes just started rolling around and around and around. And I cast that spirit out of her. And so then when she went home and her mother was a Christian, she told her mother, Mom, I got to get rid of my dragons. She said, Pastor Holliday cast the spirit out of me today. You know what? The mother forbid the aunt to ever bring her to our church again. So it's almost impossible in America to be in the deliverance ministry. The people can and do get demon-possessed when they step over on the devil's territory, whether it be idolatry. Now, you know, Brother Dana, the most interesting thing is that 700 Club people, Pat Robertson, they promoted Chronicles of Narnia and started selling those demonic images through their ministry. So if your leaders are promoting evil, then the people that believe that they're good will follow those big shots, so to speak. They won't listen to people like me. I mean, who am I? I've just been in the ministry 33 years following Jesus like you have, and God has shown us things to come and things that are, but they don't believe it because their leaders have led them down the pathway of destruction. And only Jesus is going to get people out of the mess that American churches have led its people into. I'm telling you, it's very distressing.
Well,
sometimes I know you feel like Jeremiah, don't you?
Well, for us, you know, I mean, when I started doing what we're doing now, and we do have a caller on the line, and we will get to you, caller, in a little bit, so just hang on there. But when I first started this, of course, you know, I spent a lot of time after I got kicked out, and it was right at Christmas, you know, and I struggled for many, 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 many years. And finally, when the Lord came to me another time, it's been back in the 90s, that he finally, you know, he said, well, you know, you need to, he gave me what he wanted me to do. So I've been doing that ever since. But, you know, when I tried to get back into my old denominations, and it was just like, you know, the things that Christians say and the things that Christians do, you know, I mean, and when we're talking about demonic possession, you know, if you keep yourself free and clear, and if you don't dabble your toe in idolatry, and if you seek the Lord, you don't have to worry about these things. But the problem we have is a lukewarm church. Many of them aren't really saved in the first place. They just have a little weak-kneed confession, and they think that's going to work. But the bottom line of it is, it calls dedication and walking in the Lord. Now, if you start going to the Lord, and then you start going over here dabbling your toe in all this other stuff, don't be surprised if you've got a spirit knocking you over the head that's a dark spirit.
Let us pause now for a word from our sponsors. Greetings, this is The Watchman. My name is Dana Smith. I have some free gifts for you today. You know, on our websites, we have three of them. and 6 online news magazines. We do the Warren Radio broadcast, but we offer almost everything for free. But I've got some free gifts for you. No strings attached. The free audio broadcasts and teachings. I have special reports. You can find out about hot prophecy updates. And we have many other things. We also have the marching orders for all believers today. We have the list of goals and what we try to do. Comments. This is The Watchman, and my name is Dana Smith. I sincerely hope you stop by and check out wingswatchman.org and click on the WIBR partner link in the left-hand side by the nav bar. In doing this, you'll find out what we try to do here. My friends, today, get your free gifts. Check out what we do. And just in the process, understand what is going on and what our ministry is about. We just ask you to do this. It won't cost you anything, and it'll give you a chance to understand the full scope of what we do here at the WIBR Warren websites. Shalom, my friends. The Asians walked across the land bridge from Russia to Alaska some 30,000 years ago. Today, we have a modern nation we call America. And truly, this country, this nation, has been blessed. And it has been raised up in the community of nations. It's powerful, strong, rich, and also one of the most decadent societies on Earth. There is coming a day called the D-Day for America. And in the book, D-Day for America, by Dana Smith, you will read of the biblical picture of Babylon, and you will be informed of the warnings of the prophets, and you will understand why the D-Day for America is coming to this land. I urge you to check it out today. Go to ddayforamerica.com. That's ddayforamerica.com. That's ddayforamerica.com. And if you'd like to order the book, just click Order Book in the nav bar, and that'll take you right to the page. You can also call in. Just check out all the information on ddayforamerica.com.
Am I correct?
That's exactly right. And the other aspect of the deliverance ministry in America, Dana, is that when they come to you, they're very tormented, and you can spend your time, and sometimes it takes a long time to get people free over here, and you spend your time cleaning them up, getting rid of the demons, and then they will leave and go back out and re-involve themselves into what they were in before you ever touched them. And then what happens to them, of course, Jesus said 7 times worse spirits will come back into them. Now, you just think about that. An evil spirit leaves. It goes to the dry places, finding no rest. It returns. And if that person isn't filled with the things of God, then that evil spirit comes back and brings 7 worse spirits back in that person. Now, when they step back out again, and what they use the deliverance ministry for in America is for relief, not to live for God. And they'll come back to many deliverance ministers, and what they will do is they will get cleaned again, go back, and each time they go back, each one of those spirits brings 7 more. And I'm not a mathematician, but it won't take too long before they'll have trillions of demons in them. And they'll become like Saul. They will not be able to get free at all. And they will die in their sin, totally possessed.
Let me ask you this real quickly, okay? Now, my wife and I, we go into Walmart. Now, I don't really care for Walmart people, okay? I mean, not the people, but I don't care for Walmart. And then I address people, meaning everybody. I'm speaking to everybody now. I don't care for Walmart. Number of reasons. Number one is what it causes because of the oppression in China. And we do business in China. That's a whole other issue. But I was into Walmart one night, okay? And I go in there, you know, more than I want to. And I went in there, and I mean, my wife and I, many times when we go into Walmart, you know, I remember in another town when we lived up there, we were praying for divine healing, you know, for ladies and people in the cookie aisle, you know, and everybody was gathered around, and that's what we do, you know. Someone wants pray, we'll pray right there in the middle of the aisle. Well, I walked in, and there was this guy probably 30 feet from me. He was tall. And I looked up, and all of a sudden, he was staring at me. And I looked back at him, and all of a sudden, an angry look like you've never seen. I mean, just totally hateful look. And as I looked, he came at me. And I hadn't talked to him. I didn't say hi. Didn't do anything. I just looked up, and he was staring at me. Okay? So this guy comes at me, and he walking slow, just glaring at me. Just like he hates me. And he kept getting closer and closer and closer and closer. And he got within in talking distance. And I was still looking at him in the eye. And I said, "Hi, how you doing?" All of a sudden, man, his eyes just snapped. And he shook his head. And he said, "Fine." And he just walked off. It's like he was in a trance.
Probably was.
And I told my wife, I said, "That guy's demon possessed." You know, and I don't know what it was, but you know
what it was, it's a demon in him. And the demon in him was probably trying to motivate him to do something to you, because the demon recognized Christ in you. You know, I've had over my ministerial life people, when I would go into various churches, to come up and run up and try to attack me. And recently up in Atlanta, Georgia, I was attacked in a church, and I was ministering. The pastor had called people down to the front. And I wasn't paying attention to the people. You know how it is when you're praying for people. You're just concentrating on the person that you're praying for.
So they snuck up on you, more or less.
Yeah, and the woman grabbed me by my wrist, and she started running with me. And she took a wide circle, let go, and I flew through the air and crashed to the ground. And my femur was broken in four places. Well, to be very honest with you, I was just shocked that I couldn't get up off the floor, because I had not been to the doctor in 27, 28 years, and Jesus had always healed me from everything that happened to me. And it turned out that they took me to the emergency room, and I wasn't able to minister for probably a year. And,
really?
God healed my leg, and I'm walking, and that was supernatural, too. When I was talking to Bishop Canco on the phone, and he was praying for me, and I just got up and walked across the room before I realized I was walking without help. And so God has always been just number one in my life, but he's always been, from the very moment that I found him, supernatural. And I'm just telling you that we are going to see, and this is the word from the Lord, I believe, more and more people in churches being hurt by demon-possessed people, just like that man up in New Life in Colorado, Ted Haggard's church, when he went to kill all of those people. Because the church is not being cleansed, it's being packed full of people that are demon possessed just for their tithe and their money, other than their soul. And so just look for a rocky road ahead, because it's not going to be a pretty sight to see. But I'm telling you that over my ministerial life, I have had a knife drawn on me in a church and put right up to my throat, a two-barrel shotgun drawn on me as I walked out of the church, put right up to my stomach, and I said, "I bind you and forbid you to touch me." And they weren't able to do a thing. I'm telling you, we have power and we have anointing.
And you've got to take that, right? I mean, in other words, for people who are listening to this, okay, those who,
yes,
you know, and they're a Christian and they're sold out to the Lord, but they may not understand it. Now, we're coming into a time now. I don't want to get wrapped up in some of this other, but it's really important what you're touching on here, because, you know, we don't have to be, you know, there's a time when I call the anointings the martyr's anointing, when the martyrs are anointed to be martyred. But the rest of that time, we can stand up, because our God is a God of more than enough, and we are here to be conquerors and to bring deliverance and salt and light. And we can't do that if we're going to be like a rabbit and be shot all the time, can we? There is power. So what, did you got like a short, like three little things or something that you can speak to people who can remember it? You know, what do I do? How do I obtain? Where do I go? How do I get this in my life?
Okay, here's what you do. You use the name of Jesus Christ. You use your binding and loosing power shown over in Matthew 16 and Matthew 18:18, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven and earth. And you use the blood of Jesus. You cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. You know, I was ministering in a little church, and this little boy came in, and he was demon-possessed. A man came up as I was ministering to the little boy, and he says, "What are you doing speaking in this church? You're a woman. You have no rights to stand behind the pulpit." And I looked at him and I said, "Oh, you're demon possessed, huh?" And he says, "I'm not demon possessed. I've been to Win Worley's church." And I said, "Well, if you're not demon possessed, what are you doing with those cigarettes in your pocket?" And when I said that, he said, "If you think I'm demon-possessed, go ahead and cast it out." I said, "In the name of Jesus, sit down." He sat down. I said, "In the name of Jesus, I command the spirit of cigarettes, nicotine, the god of Cali to come out of you instantly." He got delivered. But meantime, I looked, and all the elders and the pastor in the church had left the sanctuary and had gone out, and they were looking around the corner at the church watching me cast that devil out. And I said, "Oh, Holy Ghost, so glad you're present, because this man would have killed me if I depended on the authorities in this church." So it really is the power of God and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that sets the captives free. But it's also the power of God that protects us and keeps us. That's what I would say to all of those that are out there listening today. Just use the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is so powerful, and the devils truly do tremble at that name.
Well, you know,
the word says that it,
Go ahead.
The word says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And if they will just see that when they use the name of Jesus, that the demons have to drop to their knees and bow at that name. If a person is bowing, or a soldier is bowing, it's pretty hard to fight, isn't it? Bowed on your knees.
It is. Let's do one little thing here. We got one little short message, and we'll be right back.
Listen now to the audios that relate the message the Lord gave me in the book D-Day for America. Over a series of 12 weeks, we recorded these online seminars, teaching them live through our Warren Radio directly from our office, the D-Day for America online seminars. You can hear the Rejoicing Nation, Rejoicing Amidst Idols and Wherein Do You Hope, or the Kingdoms of Greatness, the Mini Babylons, Blood Guiltiness, What Is It All About, the Smelter of the Lord, What Is the Smelter, What Faith Sees and Says, and many other things. We even tell you the aim of those in Christ Jesus. We talk about the land of the giants, and we give you a conclusion to the whole matter. Now, you can listen to these for absolutely free. So go to ddayforamerica.com. That's ddayforamerica.com. And in the nav bar, you'll see a little button saying Listen D-Day Audio. And you scroll your mouse over that, your cursor, and it'll come down, D-Day Audio Seminars, and click on that, and it'll take you to the page and the little nav bar, and just go to the little radio and highlight the little menu, and they'll pop down. You can listen to them, so enjoy. I urge you to listen to the audio seminars recorded, and believe you me, these are intense, and it will help you to prepare for what is coming. My name is Dana Smith, and I'm the Watchman, and I'm putting this up here for you to listen. I encourage you to go to it. Listen to them in your spare time. The D-Day for American Audio Seminars. D-Day for America Audio Seminars. Go to ddayforamerica.com and click on the Listen D-Day Audio button in the nav bar, and you'll find it. I urge you to do that today.
Okay, we are talking with Dr. Pat Holliday, and I'll tell you, there are a lot of things to talk about, and Dr. Pat's been telling us. She gave you some good teaching on how you can avail yourself of, you know, it's really ironic that I have to say, avail yourself of the power of Jesus Christ. You know, I mean, this is so terrible. It's almost sickening. When I live in a so-called Christian nation, which is a pagan nation, people, when I live in a nation and we have so many glitzy churches, we have so many of these, we have the best educated pastors, we have the most beautiful churches, we have the richest people on earth, yet we are wretched, poor, blind, and naked. You know, when God delivered me from alcoholism, my wife from cigarettes, and delivered us in so many ways, He was the God of more than enough. And when I tell people about all the destruction that's coming and that the church is going to face the smelter of the Lord, I try to remind them that there is a God of more than enough. And isn't it ironic, Dr. Pat, that we have to try to convince people of that fact?
Yes, it is. And the difference is this, Brother Dan. When you go into Africa to minister, the people are so poor that they walk for miles to get to the church, and they will walk barefoot. They get about a block from the church. They put their shoes on because their shoes have to last because they can't afford new ones. And when they get into the church, God just meets their needs. He heals them. He delivers them. He loves them. The excitement in the church, you feel like you have risen up into heaven already when the service begins. In Bishop Kenko's church, he has a big church over there in Ghana. When the anointing comes, there could be anywhere from 25 to 50 witches that come in to work powers against his meetings. And when the anointing comes, the Holy Spirit gets a hold to those witches, and they begin to manifest, and Bishop Kanko's pastors and elders will go down and drag them up to the front of the church, cast the demons out, they get saved. Now, in Ghana, witches were running from me, Brother Dana.
Really?
Because of the deliverance power. Yes, yes. I remember that there was an American man over there, and he was on drugs, And so they had sent him over there to get him free. And Bishop Canco spoke to me, and he said, now, Dr. Holliday, he says, if this man is close to you, don't touch him. He said, because if you touch him, he said, those demons will manifest, and it'll take 10 men to hold him down to the ground. Well, you know, I've never held anybody to the ground to cast a demon out, because I have always, being a woman and a weaker vessel, had to depend on the power of God to do that. And so, under the anointing, and when I started ministering, those demons started manifesting. And there were men over there holding him, and I spied him, and I ran over. I grabbed him by his stomach, and in the name of Jesus, put him down on the ground, commanded those devils to leave, and put my foot on his belly. And the church went wild and cheered. And I'm telling you, Bishop Kenko couldn't believe his eyes. He said, I've never seen a white woman be able to cast a demon out. Well, you see, the truth is, it's not a woman or a man. It's a Christian. It's a true believer. It's a person that understands and knows the anointing and the power of the living God. To know that your God is bigger than all of the devils in the universe. And you have to walk like that. And so I believe that American church is sound asleep. I call it the sleeping giant. And I believe that there will be pockets of Christians awakened before the coming of Jesus. But I tell you, it looks very, very bleak as I speak to you today, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and I'll tell you, the thing of it is when I wrote my book, D-Day for America, you know, I remember the Lord when he gave me all of that, and he just told me that there would be a D-Day coming, just like there was during World War II, and this will come upon America and upon everybody, and that there would be the smelter of the Lord in the land of the free, and the smelter, of course, referring to the church and the refining. And there's just so much that is coming. But you know, I tell people that I mean, we've got major things coming. We've got major things coming. We've got plagues coming. We've got wars coming. We've got you know, economic crises coming. And if you can't tap into the power of the living God and believe and understand that he's the God of more than enough, you're going to have a lot of trouble. And this weak-kneed, gospel glitz, you know, little sweet Jesus, sugar plum church that we have in America, I call it the Americanized gospel, you know, is going to find out. And they're going to be weeded either one way or the other. They're either going to get on the right side, or they're going to get swallowed up into the whore church and the Babylonian spirit, the Jezebel spirit. Well, it's already in there. You and I both know that.
We have been talking with Dr. Pat Holliday. And this is the end of this segment with her. Stay tuned. We'll have part two next week. But we do have a few announcements coming up. You are listening to the WARN Network. That's the Watchman Alert Radio Network, warning the church, America, and the world of the coming smelter of the Lord. This is WARN Radio, and our schedule this week and every week, let the watchman declare what he sees, Isaiah 21:6. WARN Radio Hot Prophecy News comes to you Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hot Prophecy News, fresh each week, where we bring you the hottest news, views, and events, watching for Jesus Christ to appear. WARN Radio in the Preparation Room, Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we cover hot prophetic topics, biblical subjects, and prepare ourselves for what is coming. WARN Radio, Into the Night, Fridays, 9 p.m. Pacific. Prophecy news, interviews, in-depth segments, and teaching. Listen via satellite, KU Band, FTA, Galaxy 25, Telstar 5, Transponder 5. Find out more information at warn-usa.com. That's warn with a little minus mark, usa.com. More information can be found at wingswatchman.org, ddayforamerica.com. That's Warn Radio. We have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week stream coming from wingswatchman.org, ddayforamerica.com, and warn-usa.com, featuring teaching, segments, interviews, and much more. Listen online when you visit us. That's the Watchman Alert Radio Network, and it's Warn Radio.